HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Last Musketeer by Stuart Gibbs, performed by Ramon D'Ocampo. Prologue. Clinging to the prison wall, Greg Rich realized how much he hated time travel. It wasn't just that he was trapped in the past. He was also trapped in midair, a few feet below a sword-wielding guard with orders to kill him, and 100 feet above a clump of jagged rocks that would turn him into something resembling dog food if he fell. Time travel should have been fun, right? Sure, you would have to survive without the internet and cell phones and ice cream, but you'd also get to experience the world before everyone had paved and polluted it. You could see famous places and people that you'd only read about. Unfortunately, as Greg had learned, you'd get to smell them, too. He definitely hadn't expected to hate time travel, mostly because he hadn't considered that time travel was possible in the first place. Then again, he hadn't expected he'd have to rescue his parents while on the run from the French army, either. But there was no point in driving himself crazy over what had happened. Right now, Greg needed to keep still until the guard above him left his post. The problem was that his arms ached from holding onto the jagged stone, and his fingers were going numb from the pain. Gritting his teeth, he glanced out at the river that surrounded the prison. He squinted, searching for the other boys, but he saw only choppy waves glistening in the moonlight. If his new friends weren't on their way as planned, he was heading straight into a death trap. Funny, he'd been in France only for 4 days. It felt like years. Maybe that was because technically, it was years. The day he'd gone back in time was 3 years.